liver pills. So,
right.
Yeah, I didn't know when I first heard it when I was like 13 or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. Getting back to the, to the NWO and stuff. You know, and just recently someone was talking about how they're, you know, the most fooled are the oldest people, which is sad too, because, you know, these are people that are like war veterans that have totally given everything they can for, you know, for the country, and they believe all this, you know, they believe all these lies. They don't want to believe that Pearl Harbor was set up by our government to be attacked. They don't want to believe that Vietnam, Tonkin Gulf never happened. You know, they don't want to believe that the bankers have controlled every act, you know, or the Rothschilds and Vatican or whoever, the hands behind the scene have caused every catastrophe in their life. You know, it's so tough to, you know, to swallow this red pill. You know what I mean? Certain people do it with 9/11 and then they won't go any further. You know, and certain people do it and understand the left-right paradigm. But to put it all together and to see all the esoteric bullshit behind it and to see, you know, all the spiritual or anti-spiritual or demonic, satanic, just the evil, you know, that lies, you know, and even the children's programming. You got Disney with a big boner on it. You know, you got a big phallus on the front of the Little Mermaid. You know, it's insane. I don't know. And what they're trying to create is they want every person to think they're capable of being a god. And that's the way to do it, right? You know, they've used religion to get us this far. Now they're getting ready to shed religion. And I don't mean spirituality. I mean organized religion, you know?
Right.
You know, they've used organized religion and you know, it got them through most of the 20th century. And now they've switched that out for the New Age agenda. You know, and they're also mixing in other agendas for other people that may not buy into that. But, you know, it's just sad that every avenue you go up is a controlled, you know, they've already got their people there. You know, even it spreads to the Occupy movement. And, you know, like I said, there's good people there, but you have the General Assemblies all the time are, you know, people that are, you know, that are sent there from, you know, from certain, you know, organization, MoveOn.org, you know, Canvas, and all, you know, all these other things. We've talked about them before, but, you know, it's just an example of it. Also I wanted to give an update on a couple things too. If anyone out there knows Fedge No from, Facebook, he's a well-known, hacktivist and, you know, New World Order, you know, researcher. He's been locked up for some reason. Nobody knows why. Possibly something to do with Occupy. Who knows?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's been locked up, and his father put out a Facebook status saying that he's still in remand. He's still locked up, and I don't think there's many details leaking out about it. So who knows what they got him with? And I also know that
form of control
that they were afflicted out of
when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar. You think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, heading to clubs who won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need...
welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just bring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds. I wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrificing children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us fight and be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds. I wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio, bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, yeah. I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all claim, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, passing, like the rat shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face that beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, don't can't stop the war, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord, stand this on.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. Oh, come on, I had a little mic problem. Yeah, here we go. You know, last night we left off talking about a whole bunch of stuff, And we're going to go in a totally another direction tonight. I just wanted to comment on a couple of things I heard them talking about on the last show. I heard them talking a little bit about chemtrails and some of the agendas of it. I think one of the agendas that and I think it's a pretty strong one, and I don't think it gets enough attention. I don't think it gets talked about enough. And that is that the chemtrails are being sprayed to actually ruin the organic farmers, to ruin their crops, and to force them into GMOs. This GMO thing is so big, guys. It's so much bigger than just the United States. I mean, this thing is going to be, you know, it's the whole world. The whole world being taken over by it. And, you know, the farmers that try to hold out, if they don't find mysterious bags of seed on, you know, on their plot, they'll get sprayed with chemtrails. They can't defend against that. What are they going to do? Put a dome over their whole farm? What are they going to do against a plane flying over and dropping stuff? And that's literally what they do. And this is how it works, okay? The chemtrails come over. They spray it. They douse the crap out of this guy's field, okay? So all his soybeans are ruined because of the aluminum and the barium and everything, okay? Then a few months later, two Monsanto salesmen will show up at your door, all right? And they'll be like, you know, I noticed you had really low crop yields last season. Why don't you try our aluminum-resistant, genetically modified soybean? And then what that does is it pretty much forces the farmer's hand. I mean, what's he going to do at that point? Not feed his family? No, it forces his hand into the GMOs, and they do this. This has been happening to a lot of farmers. So that we can't forget about that. That's one of the definitely one of the agendas of the chemtrails, for sure, without a doubt. You know, there could be a million other reasons. It could be to, you know, basically poison our air and make it, you know, make us sick, make it hard for us to breathe, which I feel obviously is one of the agendas. I think the farm thing's huge, though, because we know how there's an assault in this country against farmers, against food that's good for you, against raw milk and all this nonsense. And we know how big the agenda is that they want to push through for this whole GMO thing. I mean, this is 90% of most of our crops. I mean, you know, the corn, the canola, the wheat, not over 90% of it's genetically modified now. 90%. And they want to get all of it, okay? And if they think all they got to do is fly some planes over and drop some friggin' aluminum and ruin some crops, then they're going to do it. And they are doing it. They are doing it. And then they're forcing people into it. There's a lot of theories out there, too, about chemtrails. And one of them that I haven't just, you know, I just haven't given it enough time. I'll be honest. So I don't know. But there's some people that think, you know, the stuff that's laid by the chemtrails is there to kind of direct HAARP, kind of guide it and aim it at places. Now, I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that that is one of the theories out there. If any of you guys have, you know, a lot of information about that and you want to talk about it, call us up. Let me know what you think about that. It's intriguing. I'm not going to say it's not happening, but I'm not going to say it is because I just don't know. But basically what they say is, like, sometimes you see how the lines are laid out like a grid, and that's kind of like it'll, you know, kind of catch the storm in it, kind of be like a conductor, kind of shoot it down that way. I don't know. But I know for a fact it's ruining farms, absolutely. The chemtrails are, not the HAARP. The chemtrails are absolutely ruining farms. You know, on this show, you know, I want to talk about some oxymoronic terms and, you know, how we really believe the exact opposite, or how a lot of people believe the exact opposite of what reality is. Okay? I'm just going to throw some terms out there for you, and I just want you to think real quick of how ridiculous they are and how oxymoronic they are and how much they just don't make sense, okay? Patriot Act. You guys knew I was going to put that one out. That's the first one. Patriot Act. Okay? And this is what they do. They program you by just telling you something is something totally different. How is the Patriot Act patriotic? It's the farthest thing from it. Protect IP Act. The Protect IP Act, guys. That's not going to protect your IP. That might get you blacklisted, shut down. It's not going to protect anything. One of my favorites. The 9/11 Truth Movement. not all of them, but most of the people you know, absolute frauds that do not want the truth. They are trying to hide the truth of 9/11, another oxymoronic term. And these are the type of things that people believe. People believe, like, you know, the sheepish type out there would believe that the Patriot Act is patriotic. It's about being American. No, it's not. That's about being un-American. Okay? How about this one? You guys are going to like this one. The War on Terror. The War on Terror. Really? War on Terror? How about we were causing terrorism? That's more like it. And, you know, last but not least on the list tonight, smart bombs. What do you guys think about smart bombs? Smart bombs that kill hundreds of thousands of civilians. Either the smart bombs aren't too smart, or those aren't accidental deaths, right? And, you know, in my personal opinion, even if the bombs aren't too smart, I don't see how you accidentally kill 1.5 million civilians. I just don't see how that could be an accident. And I don't think you should accept that as an accident either. That's called a massacre or genocide. Or, well, it's not our own people, so it's called a slaughter. Go in there and slaughter people because we want to take what's under your sand. That's our oil somehow. Somehow it got under there. You know, we want it back. We're just going to kill you. We don't care. Not a big deal, right? No big deal when we just blow up a family. Hoorah! You know, I saw a little article about some guy that was in Texas waiting to get executed or something, okay? And they were saying he had a really strong case about, you know, he should be exonerated. But the time's probably not going to come soon enough. It's going to come too fast, and he's going to get executed. And, you know, Rick Perry, we talked about Rick Perry, obviously, running for president. I've talked about him at great length because we talked about vaccines and the HPV Gardasil and that whole deal with him, you know, forcing that on little girls and school children dying in Texas. Now, we're not going to go down that whole road right now. But he also has killed more people than anybody. He's put to death 234 people since he's been governor of Texas, since 2000. 234 executions. Think about that. That's a lot of people, man. He killed 234 people. Now, since 1973, okay, there's already been 130 death row inmates exonerated because of new evidence that has come out, or new DNA, or whatever. And that's why I'm against the death penalty. And I think you should be too, because I think it's absolutely, you know, there's no turning back. There's no coming back from that, okay? You make a mistake and wrongfully convict somebody to the death penalty, well, guess what? There's nothing you can do, and you can't replace that person for their family. No amount of money's ever going to fix that. And if somebody did something so egregious where you think they deserve the death penalty, which is usually like murder, right? Why don't you want them to suffer and sit in jail? Why do you want them to get off easy? Because that's what they're doing. They're getting off easy. 2 many people have been found innocent after many, many years have gone by. This guy's just a murderman's comeback, in my opinion. This Rick Perry guy. I'm serious. He just doesn't really have any regard for human life. I don't know how this guy's running for president and how he was running the front runners. I mean, until his meltdown, you know, like a week ago, you know, he was definitely one of the front runners. How is that? How is that? This guy's a murderer. He murders kids. He murders death row inmates. He just murders mad people. You know, I had the radio on, the stream on for a few minutes before I hopped on. I was listening to the earlier show, to the previous show, with Justin and Wanda. And Justin talked about how, you know, some of the people he talks with think it's actually, you know, the Vatican behind everything, like behind all the banks and stuff. Well, I am one of those people. You know, you gotta look at a lot of things. You know, why is the Vatican calling for a World Bank? Do you think it's just because, you know, they think it's a great idea, or do you think maybe it's because they have a vested interest in it? I would think the latter, okay? Now, we know that NATO invades every financially free nation, okay? That's what they do. If we, you know, if the people that control all these world banks and everything don't control yours, well, you're getting invaded by NATO. Well, who's sitting behind NATO? Well, you know, I don't think it's really that hard to see. Just look at how the Vatican is so protected by the alternative and the mainstream media. You know, we've talked about it before. Like, people like Alex Jones won't even mention the Vatican. Been mentioned once in 10 years on the site, and the Vatican's definitely behind a lot of things. Even if you don't believe that, you know, the be-all, end-all of a lot of stuff, they're definitely behind a lot of things. For them not to be mentioned is just absurd. And it's a whole, you know, spectrum-wide thing with the alternative media. Nobody wants to talk about the Vatican. And then the other day, you got the Pope coming out, all right? You got the Pope coming out saying that pedophilia is okay, basically, saying it wasn't that evil. And then you look back at, you know, why are all the pedophile sentences so light? Why? Why do people that sell drugs go to jail 2-3 times longer than the pedophiles? Well, I don't know. I think maybe because the Vatican really is still pulling a lot of the strings behind a lot of stuff. And that's acceptable behavior to them, okay? That's not even really frowned upon by them. And I think that has a lot to do with why the sentences are so light. Yeah, I think they have that type of pull with our legal system. I really, really do. I think they have a clever, clever way of hiding. Their face isn't on all this stuff, okay? And they're really, you know, sitting back there, and they're cashing in on all of this, okay? They are. I think they're the ones really behind the banks, okay? The other thing, too, about... not to jump all over the place, but I am going to jump back to the chemtrail GMO thing for a second. You know, you talk about GMOs, and, you know, Justin had mentioned on the last show about how, you know, Monsanto basically runs the FDA, and they do. You have people going back and forth. You have people that are lawyers and then become employees. You have no regulation at all over the food that we have to eat, okay? All this genetically modified crap, and no one's even regulating it. The companies that make it are, you know, they're testing it out themselves. This is our health, okay? That's why I tell you guys that all the time. Nobody's going to look out for your health, for you and your family. You have to do it yourself. You know, and as far as the FDA goes, guys, they need to go, okay? Just like the EPA. You know the EPA now? You know, their new thing now is going after people who have, like, you know, wood-burning stoves that aren't EPA approved. I mean, and then they want you to use theirs, which don't even work good. If it's a real freezing day, they're not going to heat your house. They want you to be sucked into the, you know, into living on the grid. You're not allowed to live off the grid. You're not allowed to be independent and, yeah, you know, use your mind and how to, you know, stop paying for all these ridiculous energy costs. The EPA needs to go, just like the rest of them, just like the rest of the alphabet agencies. You guys know who they are. The EPA, the TSA, the CDC, the FDA, the USDA, the ATF, the FBI, the IRS. And if I thought about this before I came on the air, I mean, I probably could have came up with about 25 different alphabet agencies that all need to go. CIA, you know, they all need to go, really. Especially the ones that are supposed to be looking out for our health, like the USDA, the CDC, and the FDA. These guys really got to go. And the EPA. I mean, they really got to go, okay? Really. With the quackery, the medical quackery that the CDC preaches. And, you know, the poisons that the FDA and the USDA lets us eat, consume all the time. And the way they've basically just gone after, you know, they've gone after everybody that wants to sell, like, good food. Whether it's, like, a Whole Foods type dealer or people selling their neighbor's raw milk. Okay, nobody's dying over this stuff. It has nothing to do with food safety. You know, you read a lot of things, you know, online. You can get a lot of different numbers and percentages and stuff. And I don't usually like to throw numbers I read out online. But, you know, when you think about the economy, right, in this country, do you remember just like, you know, everybody used to be middle class. And so many people now are slipping into being poor. And just in like the last 15 years, it's gone up about 33%. How many people leaving the middle class and going into the poor class? Everybody's going broke, guys. This economy sucks. They don't care about you. It's all designed for the bankers. It's all designed for the super elite, the super wealthy, for them to get richer, get tax breaks, all types of stuff. They get bailouts. And meanwhile, they can't even bail us out of, what, student loans? Could they relieve people of some student loans, maybe? Maybe some credit card debt? I mean, come on. But no, you'll bail out these banks that just have so much money anyways. I mean, who? It's the American dream is done. It's done. We're not that country anymore. It's like these people actually want to sink America. They want to sink the country. There's even tax breaks to take your company and move it out of here and move it to other countries. I'm not making that up. It's true. You can't even choose how to heat your house anymore. You can't choose how to light your house. You can't choose what you want to sit on when you're on the throne. All right? And I'm not trying to make, you know, potty humor over here. I'm being serious. They regulate everything. They suppress technologies like we talk about a lot. I feel like my whole life I've been lied to about everything, and I have. You know, it gets frustrating after a while. You know what I mean? It's like you feel like you have to go back. You have to look at everything now. I can't believe anything I've ever learned about anything. Seriously. Unless it's like mathematics. I mean, you can't believe anything you learned in school. You can't believe anything you ever saw on TV or in a movie. Usually you can't believe anything anybody tells you because they usually don't have a clue what they're talking about. It gets frustrating. It does get frustrating after a while. You know what, though? That's why I'm glad I can come out here and talk about it, though. Glad I can come out here and just, you know, kind of vent it off, tell you guys what I know. That's why I like coming over here and listening to some of the other shows, too, because everybody over here has a little bit different area where they know a lot of stuff about, and, you know, if you tune in for a few hours, I mean, you can really get a full spectrum analysis of a lot of different things. Let's see. What else did I want to touch on tonight? I don't know. Let's see if these guys got anything they got on this. Hey, Truth War.
How's it going?
What's up, buddy? You guys got anything you want to say on any of this?
Well, you know, everything you just said is still echoing, and, you know, when I hear someone else, you know, say things that I'm interested in, they, of course, get run by my understanding, and, you know, little details pop up here and there. You know, it's just impossible to, you know, the timing just isn't there yet. But, yeah, it's been just ridiculous how... You're just walking down the street or something, and this group of kids, I mean, there's the real danger of this group of kids deciding they want to mess with you. They're going to mess with you. And it's like the psychology behind that is just inconceivable to me because, you know, I walk by some creature or something in the woods and, you know, making a little nest and whatever. These same kids would go and stomp on that nest and try to kill that creature. You know,
yeah,
how can you live in a world with a trail like that behind you? There's just no such thing to me. It's I can't imagine it. So I couldn't function in it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Some people are just twisted, man. They really are. And some people just don't actually give a damn about everybody else. Yeah.
So I don't, where that comes from is a very well hidden. All of those groups you mentioned, FDA, CIA, all the think tanks, their whole mission is to, you know, create an education system, a food supply system, logistics, whatever, that does as much of the opposite of what it appears to do as possible and get everyone to accept it as reality.
Yeah, that's what they all do. They all stand for the exact opposite of what we think they stand for. I mean, who would have ever thought that the FDA is there to make you sick? And they are. That's what they're there for. I'm sure of it now. And I know you know, too. And I know most of the people out there listening know now from listening to these shows. The FDA and the CDC want you to be sick. And that's kind of depressing. You know, your whole life, you think there's these people looking out for you. You think that the government is there. You know, in a lot of instances, you think it sucks. Maybe you've gotten into trouble in your life. You've had to deal with the legal system. Well, you know, a lot of people have. But you probably still looked at it like, yeah, the government's good. It needs to be there. And if, you know, if you're doing the right thing, it's there to help you. And it's so far from the truth. It's just like another big corporation, kind of. It's all about, you know, greed and making money and expanding. And taking out your competition. That's what it's all about. That's depressing. I don't know. It is. It is depressing. Because I thought it was a lot different. I had a lot different of a picture painted. Truth War, do you have a... Can you cue up a song when you get a chance? And not, so we can just take a quick break whenever you get a chance.
Yeah, well, so what it comes down to really is all of these letter agencies seem to have been created by the CIA, and we know the CIA is all about secrets. that's the primary one. Well, actually, they all are. Now it's coming down to even corporations, like especially pharmaceutical corporations like Baxter, where they can actually, in the news article that I've shown to people, you know, they can oops, include, you know, bird flu with flu vaccine, and then, oops, forget to irradiate it to attenuate it. So it was full-blown viruses, and send it off. And, by the way, we can't tell you what happened because it's a company secret.
Oh, of course.
Okay, well, you know, right there, they're telling you right there, we're trying to cause a pandemic and you got to stop interfering. Just be quiet and just let us do our thing. Everybody's saying, okay. Sorry, my show's on now.
Yep.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. With that kind of ignorance, that level of ignorance, it's impossible to have survived without some kind of, you know, extra dimensional intervention.
Yeah, I just I feel that, you know, there's a lot of good people out there. There really are. Then they just, you know, they just really need to be woken up, and it takes a lot for a lot of them. It takes a lot of work to get to some of these people, but I feel for the most part there are a lot of good people. I mean, there are a lot of scumbags like the people you talked about earlier. I mean, there's a lot of people like that, but there's still a lot of good people too. But the good people are the ones that are afraid to show themselves. They're the ones that are afraid to speak out. The bad people, you know, they like the attention. They like to be loud and be vocal. We need more of the good people to be vocal and to tell people, you know, hey, you know, what we need to do, what's right and what's wrong. I don't know. I just try to wake everybody up around me. I mean, that's the best I can do. I mean, I try and go at it, you know, aggressively and not aggressively, like, be a force on people, but, you know, just, like, I try really, really, really hard to
yeah, get what I do aggressively is search for new approaches. And especially the better you know a person, the better. You can tailor your approach that much more, you know, comprehensively, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I do with each person is I find the approach. And as far as the information, like, that just comes right automatically. Because, like, it was Justin, I believe, I was talking to yesterday. when you're living this stuff, I mean, it just, or what I said was, they're poisoning the food, air, and water, plus our minds, you know, everything. That comes up. So it comes up all the time in conversation. Even without me starting it, people are already talking about some of this stuff. And so it's becoming easier and easier to find a strategy to, you know, the correct approach for each different person.
Yeah, every person is a little different, so you do have to approach it different. Once you can get them to stop paying attention to what you're saying and get through to them that way, I think the information kind of speaks for itself.
Right. Even just a couple of questions, like this, depending on the situation you're in at the time, whether it's on a bus or something, the first thing you want to do is just ask them, you know, or know what their interest is. You know, usually ask, so what do you do for fun? Or, you know, something beyond the weather. Or even just talking about the weather gives you some ideas of their perspective and give you an idea of you know, what they might be interested in if you brought up. So I'm trying to pick out a song here.
It's all right. It's just some kind of... I'm a little light on material tonight. I didn't really know what I wanted to come on and talk about. Kind of went through everything kind of fast. What else? Yeah. What's up with you guys? Community, what's up with you? What do you want to talk about, bud? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this school stuff really is just awesome how bad they've got it sewn up. Like, they control the bulletin boards. They control the internet blogs. You have to go through them. They host all these communications. They only send it home through the parents or through the kids to the parents. They don't put notices in the newspapers unless they have to. They have all these meetings that undercurrent subversion meetings, subverting democracy and free choice. And when they have budget meetings, they only have the budget for the local area, and they don't even have the global budgets there. It's just so fucking incestuous. It's just no wonder we're in such a mess trying to get the word out and trying to rationalize with some of these people, because they've been just so form-fed. It's like the wall, you know, the music to the movie. I went to see that at Cinesphere when it was in the six-story size theater in Toronto. And that's where we're at. And the wall was done, how many? 40 years ago? Holy Christmas cake. You know, like, this, that's what we're up against. 40 to 60 to 100 and some years of what they've been up to against us.
Yeah, it's even longer than that.
Yeah, it's 1890, apparently, to John Taylor Gatto. If you ever go to that website, it gives you a rundown of the history.
Oh.
The hidden history of education in America. But 1890, the Rockefellers began buying up all the schools. And they would just give generously to schools, and then they would basically have control of the school boards. And so that's why every state has basically the exact same curriculum laid out in.
So they're picking the textbooks and everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it would be interesting to go in and see what books Carnegie donated to those libraries. He generously probably also got tax receipts for, put libraries all across North America.
Yeah, he's named in this history. You know, I'll bring it up, and I can't even read sections of it where it names Carnegie, Ford, the real makers of the education system, Morgan, and Rockefeller.
Yeah, our education system is a joke, man. I didn't learn anything in school. I really felt like that. And this is long before waking up. I mean, I just felt like I learned absolutely, especially in high school. I mean, in high school, I learned absolutely nothing. I mean, really. The high school in my town, in my city, is a joke. I should have went to the vocational school and learned a trade is what I should have done. But my parents wouldn't let me right away. And so I went to the regular high school, and it was a joke. Absolute joke. They don't teach you anything. I mean, anything they do teach you, if you look at it now, I mean, anything you ever learned in history in school is a lie. And then, and to say anything in history is rather broad, right? And that could cover almost anything. And really, almost anything in the history book is a lie. And then besides that, you've got the science books. I mean, how much truth is in the science books? Not much. Not much at all.
Ostensibly, what's supposed to be is apparently the makers of the modern education system were believed to be Cotton Mather, Horace Mann, and John Dewey. And if you look those guys up, I've heard echoes of their history, and they're not nice people either. However, they're not even where it's at. First man they name is Andrew Carnegie, the Steel Baron. J.D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, J.P. Morgan, the ones I remembered. And the brilliant efficiency expert Frederick W. Taylor, who inspired the entire social efficiency movement in the early 20th century, along with providing the new Soviet Union its operating philosophy and doing the same job for fascist Italy and Nazi Germany. When men who dreamed of bigger dreams than any had dreamed since Napoleon or Charlemagne.
Yeah, so it's no wonder the whole education system screwed up. I mean, look at the guys you were naming. I mean, these are the same guys that are involved and got their hands in so much crap. It's unbelievable.
Well, the entire transportation sector.
Yeah.
Entire thing. Like, they just shut off the spigot and we're going nowhere. And they control prices with that. They control prices of food with the price of fuel.
Yeah.
So that's the whole joke. That's the whole deception right there. You get off of that grid and they're done.
Yeah, can you drop that link in the Skype, please? Because that's interesting. Thanks.
Yeah, but the thing is, how
so
do you
I
get
don't
off
know
that?
If you heard today. I don't
go
know.
Ahead.
Can I bring up something else? You
yeah,
know the guy that shot at the White House. They're saying that he thinks Obama's the Antichrist. That's the word this afternoon, eh?
And how are they charging him with an attempted assassination if Obama was in Hawaii?
Oh, that was that's the joke. We're on the other end of the country from each other, and yet we're all on the same wavelength here. That's exactly what I thought. I went, oh, you stupid fucking people! How can you do that? But that's what they do.
Yeah, it doesn't even make any sense. Did you hear about the thing outside the Chicago FedEx building today?
Something happened.
Yeah, a gunman went in that used to work there and started opening fire on everybody. Supposedly, he didn't hit anybody. So that's what makes me kind of wonder if that's even what it is. But then, you know, he ended up, everybody was fleeing out. One of the truck drivers pulled in, and he jumped in the truck, told the guy to get out. And then he ended up shooting himself in the head. Well, I don't know. Well, I guess they said nobody was injured, though. Crazy world, man.
What? Yeah.
But I got that whole story from a mainstream source because it was right before I got on the air earlier, so I don't know how true it is, you know? So what's going on up in there in Canada, boys?
I don't know what's going on in his state, but it's quiet as usual in this province.
Oh. What's in the Canadian news right now? Like, what's the big talking point?
Well, they're going, you know what? The news, I actually watched some news the other day, and it was totally devoid. It was just random little blip stories, exactly like I remember. Like, these five or six stories they cover in the news are what's going on in the world. And, yeah, it's gotten even more comical these days. They'll have one real story, and then the rest is just garbage. Some guy's shoes. A new kind of shoe or something. You know?
So there's just nothing really going on up there? Nothing big? Everybody's just going with the flow, kind of?
Well, what about on Ontario there? That's a different country altogether. Well, Ontario is hardly even Canada anymore.
Why is that?
Brian, you see, Winnipeg, or Manitoba, it's going to become the new world order. control center of Canada, because that's where the superhighways coming down through the oil pipelines to the States are coming through. That's where all the minerals and gas, when the Arctic thaws, is going to come down through, and Ontario is going to be left behind. So that's the real what's coming beast. But Winnipeg's so jealous that and Manitoba that they've been on the outside of all the green machine stuff for, I guess, for the last 200 or 100 years, that it twists their and warps their brains to think the way that Truth War was just talking. So
Festy, until you said that, I was agreeing with you, because Winnipeggers are deluded beyond description, and I don't doubt that. Yeah, they are jealous. It's embarrassing when Winnipeggers talk to people from Florida. Oh, you're so lucky. Shut up, you know? Yeah, no, we are like that. But like I say, I mean, Ontarians are just kind of in that eastern seaboard hypnotic system there called Hollywood. Okay, everybody wants to be, you know, popular there. Winnipeggers don't really care so much about being popular. In fact, we don't think we're popular at all. So we're a lot more humble. You know, that's what I mean. That's kind of this rivalry I have with Easterners, especially. Not so much rural. Anybody, anywhere. That's a total mixed bag. Anybody who lives outside the country, many, many awake people. Probably more awake people in the country than in the city.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let me give you an electrical version. You know how they talk about some people are AC/DC, Brian?
Yep.
I'm being joking here, but I'm using a real life example. In Ontario, when we transmit electricity from one end of the province to the other, we do it in AC, alternating current. What do they use to transmit power, high power, in Manitoba?
I have no idea.
What's the alternative? Well, it's DC.
Well, a battery.
No, yeah, but well, they use that to transmit the, through those high power, high tension, those grids. That's how they do it. And I don't know which is right, and neither do I. But I'm just trying to say that things are so black and white between two states, two provinces, right in the middle of Canada. There's so many silly arguments, and you know, you'd think in this day and age that we'd be able to figure out where the less line loss is, so that we're not, you know, generating all this power and then sending it across the state and losing 30% of it, as they call it. But you know, like we learned that in high school, that DC is more efficient because it you don't have that sine wave with the alternating current. I don't know if you've ever, if you know that much about it, but I'm just trying to give an example. Like, we haven't even got that kind of science worked out, and yet they're worried about energy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain that, like, even among ourselves, we have so many things to work out, let alone these bad guys who stick together like glue. Regardless of how much they hate each other, they know in order to win all their little points, they have to stick together and pretend to like each other, even though they would stab each other in the back in a second if they could get away with it.
Yeah. Well, they have to, because there's so many of us that, you know, we don't have organization. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, that's how the Republicans.
No,
yeah, and that's how the Republicans took over Canada, the last federal election and the one before that. And I mean, the past leader of the opposition, supposedly like the equivalent of the Democrats, we have him on film attending a New World Order meeting just before he died. So we assume that he was bought off with expensive $1 million drugs to keep him alive, to prop him up, cancer drugs, you know, from, yeah, Mexico. Like, we know they exist just so that he could win the next election and now he's in a box in the ground. Just that's what they do here. And now it's utter chaos, and the Republicans are just running amok.
You have Republicans in Canada?
Well, the equivalent of Republicans. Crazy. Well, they're called Tories, conservative, but it's the same thing. I mean, they're all Nazis. You know, that's the bottom line.
Oh, they're all warmongers, absolutely.
I'm using this in reference to Charlotte, you know, Isherbit, who's done all sorts of documentaries about Skull and Bones and stuff from the 18th century, like that ties in with the education stuff that Truth was just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and John Taylor Gatto information about challenging, you know, the modern, in quotes, modern schooling. Like, in some respects, he's right with the book he put out in 2008. That the schools are weapons of mass instruction towards the New World Order.
You don't get any good information from it.
No.
It's so easy to form your opinion when you're only getting one side of the story or only the selective sides that they want you to get, and you're not even getting the whole truth. I mean, it's easy, especially on kids when they're growing up. I mean, because that stuff's all seated in your brain now already. All the stuff you learned in school, it's already in your brain, like embedded, like it's part of your life. Like you know it to be fact. And it's all bullshit. I mean, so much of it.
Yeah, I mean, they're worried about some federal member tweeting the F word today. I mean, I'm talking 10 or 20 years ago, and I'm kind of shocked about hearing a grade one kid up the street visiting his grandparents through his parents, you know, using the F word out in the street. Yeah. I never used that word in grade one. Like, that's what they need to be investigating, not... Not some person at the federal level finally just saying, I can't take this Republican bullshit anymore. So get the F off and go get lost. Because they just keep spinning out. Taxpayers are paying for all this propaganda they're churning out. It's better than Goebbels.
Ontario usually decides who gets to be prime minister. Because if it's landslide enough in Ontario, that decides it for the whole country.
Why, they get more like electoral votes type of thing?
No, it's just more people. Just that's more where people? Most of the Canadians are, yeah. That's a true democracy. Mob rule. Big mob down there in the eastern seaboard. Driving me nuts.
Oh, wow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, he just doesn't want to take
it. Oh, my goodness.
See, that's what they do well as Pat.
Oh my God! Like,
you don't take your province to heart. Like you just put down Manitobans correctly, I might add, but I didn't take it to heart. So you shouldn't take it to heart because I believe what I'm saying. I'm not saying this to piss you off, Best.
You guys sound like me and a New Yorker going at it—a Boston and a New Yorker.
Yeah, like some of them talk about the Eastern Seaboard. I've never really heard it talked the way you guys talk about the collectivism in the States until I got onto this group with the radio. This, you're right, Brian. This collective that's here is pretty good because, in quotes, it's really fucked my head up a few times. I went, oh my God, I thought I had it kind of figured out, but I knew something was wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And you guys have helped me to see the light on some of these things. I just went, like that thing about the Carnegie Library. There's one just up the road. I thought it was a good thing. I actually took his course, too. You know, win friends and influence people. Some of it's really bullshit. But it was interesting just to see what they do and how they play the game. Like, I don't use it.
And that was all set up as disinformation, right?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, they even have you pretending to get mad. I went, what a waste of it. It's part of the program. Yes? To pretend to get mad. I went, wow. Like, it's so indentured in the system. It just got me thinking about the books that are in the friggin' libraries today. I never thought of it. You see, I always thought it was good... Except for, you know, you probably got super-duper tax concessions for all these things, tax receipts, and never had to pay a nickel. That's what a lot of them do. Like, I mean, we got one of the biggest quarries in Ontario just up the road here. Do you know the front entrance road off the highway is still dirt? It's still gravel. Can you imagine? Yeah. They've been feeding. Yeah, it's just sometimes you just have to go somewhere and stand and turn 360 degrees and see all the stupidness that's going on. But like you said, it's so much because they've just been putting it on the back burner and letting it pile up higher and higher and higher and higher. No wonder Occupy groups are having a trouble in a good way. Of focusing on, well, which of the 500 issues that have been brought up are the main ones? Well, there's more coming in every single day because these guys just sit there and do nothing. Nothing. It's.
Well, yeah, so many of the issues don't even get touched because people don't even know that they're going on. People aren't even aware of them, so they don't even get addressed. That's the problem.
Yeah, like, I mean, today... Yeah, like today, I'm reading about, you know, they're saying, oh, viewpoint, why Penn State's football program shouldn't suffer the death penalty. It's just...
Oh, I think they should be done for
clean
the
out.
And maybe next year. And then they should be disqualified from all sorts of bowl games and all that stuff for a long time, like 5 years, 10 years. Seriously, I mean,
yeah. Like I watched his lawyer on TV. I don't watch TV very often, and he didn't deny that. He wasn't denying that this stuff was going on. You know, he wasn't saying his client was guilty, but they must have so much stuff on him for him to have to say that much.
That's going to get real big, Festy. Watch. It's going to be huge. I bet you if Joe Paterno was probably physically involved, and I bet you it's going to maybe even involve other schools once it gets bigger. I bet you it's not just the boosters from that school. They do this shit all over the place, and it's kind of it's almost – they want you to accept it. They condition you to accept pedophilia. That's why the sentences are so low. That's why the Pope comes out and says it's not that evil. They want you to accept pedophilia. And it's not happening. It's not going to go over well, I'm telling you. They're not going to get that one over on us. No way. No way.
No, I've known some pretty fucked up people. And they've bared their soul about what went on when they were younger. And they don't even realize that there's some of them are still fucked up. But you can't say too much to them because it's enough for them just to release it and let it out about what went on when they were kids. The way they suffered, holy.
Well, yeah, wow. Then they can't even live their childhood anymore. They can't hang out with kids sometimes. They can't, like, be on the baseball team and be around other kids. They can't even trust any adults in any situation. They might not even trust their parents after, you know? They just become real sheltered, and a lot of them end up doing a lot of drugs or alcohol at a real young age.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. Yeah, that's what they're doing is using other stuff as an offset to cover themselves up.
Yeah, I hope this guy, man. Thanks. You know, it's just they really got to do something about the sentencing for these guys because it's so low for pedophilia to rape a little kid. I mean, how can you only get like 2 years and stuff? I mean, that's just so crazy to me. How can that not be like a 10-year sentence mandatory if you rape a kid? If you're found guilty of raping a kid, how is that not at least 10 years? I mean, seriously. I don't get it.
And, you know, it's almost like they waited until you retired. You know, it is. Honestly.
Oh, you know what they did, like, Festy? No. They waited until he broke the record. He broke the all-time college football record for wins as a coach. All-time record. He just broke it. He broke it. He has it by like 5 wins now. 5 wins ago, it was a different guy. The all-time wins. And he's been sitting on this information because he didn't want that to be tarnished. I bet you that's a big part of it. Besides the fact that I think he's involved. He looks like a diddler to me now. I see Joe Paterno. I think diddler, dirty old man. What do you think?
I'm afraid so. They were those kind of people were around when I was in high school. Other guys told me, but they didn't want to talk about it. They would shake their head and go white.
Was
no, I'm not going around that guy.
regular school?
No, it was public school. Yeah.
Yeah, man,
I had a chance to go to private school, but I chose not to.
They were brainwashing these kids, man. They were telling them things like, oh, you're going to play for Penn State. And they would buy them clothes and sneakers and food. And then this guy's friggin' having sex with them in the shower. And how does this guy, McQuarrie, how does that guy, McQuarrie, not grab a chair and smash this guy over the head when he's raping the boy in the shower, you know? I understand now he's trying to say, he come out and say, oh, he did call the cops, or he emailed them, or some crazy shit. And even if he did do that, that's not enough. How do you walk out of there and let that boy continue to be raped? I mean, seriously. Even if you're not a tough guy. I mean, time to have a little bit of balls and do something. Yeah, step up and at least say something. Let people know that, you know, that's not going to go on, and get that kid the fuck out of there. Seriously. I don't mean to keep swearing, but, you know, it pisses me off, because how could you just let it happen? And then they let it happen over and over again. And Joe Paterno, you know, he's as guilty as anybody, because when you're a Division I college coach, you're the king on campus. You're the big, you know, you're the big dog. Everybody looks up to you more than the president of the school. He's been there for 40-something years. So for him to turn the cheek to it and let it go on, those people think that it's acceptable by Penn State. Penn State accepts it because Joe Paterno hasn't said nothing.
Well, even just to reflect back, if you don't mind, to what Truth Force said about the kids, and you said about SpongeBob and stuff. When I was in high school, I couldn't believe it. The junior football team, like the senior football team wasn't like this, but the juniors, if they say tomorrow night there's a party at somebody's house and parents were away, right? Do you know what they'd do? They'd go into the parents' bedroom and they'd shit and piss in the fucking closets. They would get a television later on at night and they'd throw it down the stairs before they left. I mean, I just went, where are these values? This is 30 years of this kind of values. Like, twisted. You see what I'm going? Something's really, really wrong. Because, like, we were always happy just to have a fucking place to stay warm in the winter, to have party or socialize or try this or try that or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I just went, where did, like, there was such a shift between the junior and the senior football team. I just, like, I was at seniors level, right? And I just went, these little motherfuckers need to be hung up on the pegs and taken care of and get straightened out before they get out to the outside world. What are they going to be like when they get out there as, in quotes, adults? And what are their kids going to be like? Wow. Anyway, it's 10:58 Eastern Standard Time, so I'm just saying thanks for letting me rant a little bit tonight, too.
No, that's cool. That's cool. We're going to be out of here in 2 minutes. Truth Wall, you got anything you want to add before we're out?
Because, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. You know, Brian, you haven't even been at this a year yet. I think you woke up pretty fast, like a lot. Like, it wasn't just a slow thing. It was snap, snap, you know, and we're still snapping awake on new things every day, right?
Yep, all the time.
You know, that article that I mentioned, that Baxter mixing in the H5N1, not a radiant. By the way, we can't tell you. That says it all right there. I mean, if that doesn't wake somebody up, you know, especially, like, I don't mean just average person either. I mean, when you get into an intense conversation and you want hardcore proof, I mean, that article is it, you know. And then I want to try to condense Russell Blaylock's video. Have you watched Russell Blaylock?
I watched a little bit of him. I've seen a little bit of him. He did a few videos on fluoride, didn't he?
No, he did. He does mainly MSG and aspartame.
Okay. I saw something of his. Maybe it was aspartame. It was probably aspartame.
Okay, definitely watch Excitotoxins as soon as you can. Russell Blaylock. It's an hour and 6 minutes.
Yep.
And I would love to condense that down, and you'll know what I mean when he goes through all how the brain forms.
Yeah, you know what? I'll check that out over the weekend, and we'll talk about it maybe on Monday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd be cool. All right, guys. Thanks again. Thank you again, everybody that chimed in. Thanks again, Truth Wolf, for producing. You know, obviously, thank you to all the listeners out there listening. Tonight's Thursday, so I will be back tomorrow. No, tomorrow's Friday. I will not be on tomorrow, guys. I'll be back Monday. Monday at 10 p.m. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll be in over the weekend sometime, though. But thanks again, guys. You've been listening to The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and we're out of here.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and slaves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know is spit it with seed? Yeah. Truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm